The distinguished representative of Cuba for her statement. Dear colleagues, so given that we approach the end of the first session, I stop our discussion on the subject at this point. And it is more than clear that despite my very best efforts, this document will not enjoy consensus. I thank state parties for their genuine and concerted efforts to provide inputs to the draft summary that would help achieve consensus and reflect the deliberations on the last 2 weeks. It is my intention to now submit this summary as a working paper under my sole responsibility as the chair of the second session of the PrepCom. State parties have the prerogative to submit a working paper to the PrepCom, and the working papers have not formal status and need not to be adopted. Likewise, it is the prerogative of any chair to submit working papers to the committee on the substance of the committee's deliberations. I would like to state that this document only has status as a working paper. It is not consensus or agreed language and cannot be viewed as such. It is simply my attempt to reflect my views as chair of the committee's proceedings. This approach has been the traditional practice of the committee, and I trust it remained acceptable to all state parties. Over the lunchtime, the Secretariat will circulate the paper entitled Reflections by the chair of the second session of the PrepCom on potential areas for focused discussions at the third session of the Preparatory Committee for the 2023 Review Conference of the NPT. That document, which bears the symbol NPT Conf 2026 PC2 WP44, is submitted under my authority as chair in the same fashion as the so-called reflections papers of the chairs of the previous Preparatory Committee sessions. And given that this working paper will submit it under my own authority, I do not intend to open the floor for reaction on the paper. And dear colleagues, in the afternoon we will proceed with the procedural part of the second PrepCom of the NPT. I thank you very much, and the meeting is adjourned.